WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. A website that published leaked emails from several leading proponents of Britain's exit from the European Union is tied to Russian hackers, Reuters reports. The website, titled Very English Coup d'Etat, published emails from former British spymaster Richard Dearlove, leading Brexit campaigner Gisela Stuart, and pro-Brexit historian Robert Toombs, and other supporters of Britain's divorce from the EU, which was finalized in 2020. From the record, Interpol struck a major blow against a cybercrime group known for business email compromise scams aimed at stealing money from companies around the world. The International Law Enforcement Agency announced that the cybercrime unit of Nigeria's National Police arrested a 37-year-old Nigerian man suspected to be the leader of the group Silver Terrier. This operation is the latest in a series of counter-BEC actions that most recently included the apprehension of 11 suspected members of the Silver Terrier gang in January. Twitter will pay a $150 million penalty and put in new safeguards to settle federal regulators' allegations that the social platform failed to protect the privacy of users' data over a six-year span, according to ABC News. The regulators allege Twitter violated a 2011 FTC order by deceiving users about how well it maintained and protected the privacy of security of their non-public contact information. The San Francisco-based company has more than 229 million users around the world. A new ransomware was discovered in India that requires victims to provide new clothes to the destitute, feed children at branded pizza restaurants, and provide financial assistance to anyone who requires urgent medical treatment but cannot afford it, Mashable India reports. Discovered in 2022, the Goodwill ransomware might cause a temporary and perhaps permanent loss of company data, as well as a possible closure of operations and income loss. The operators of the threat organization, as the name implies, are reportedly motivated by social justice rather than traditional financial gain. From TechRadar, DuckDuckGo may face user backlash after security researchers discovered a hidden tracking agreement with Microsoft. The privacy-focused company offers a search engine that claims not to track people's searches or behavior and doesn't build user profiles that can be used to display personalized advertising. What remains unknown is why the company, who is known for its transparency, decided to keep this agreement a secret for as long as it could. A hacker stole dozens of NFTs worth more than $1.4 million from a single collector, according to Motherboard. The stolen NFTs included 29 from the popular Moonbirds collection, which currently has a floor price of 24 Ether, or nearly $48,000. The hacker apparently tricked the victim, who goes by Keith Digital Ornithologist on Twitter, into approving them as the operator of the crypto wallet using a phishing website, then siphoned off the NFTs. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Zach Hack.